Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. It is game day as the Powell Pioneers take on the Lovell Mustangs again, this time at the start of the district baseball tournament for the Pioneers. They already know that they have qualified for state as they are hosting the state tournament coming up next week. More important game for the Lovell Mustangs. For the Pioneers, they're coming off a sweep of Lovell last Friday, in which Cameron Wentz got the win on the hill in the first game, Powell winning it 6-4, and then Colin Queen getting five RBIs in the second game to back up Brock Johnson on the hill as the Pioneers completed the sweep of the Mustangs, 12-7 for Lovell. Trying to get Colin Queen out is certainly going to be a problem for them as Queen enters the tournament. Even though his average was above 700 for a large part of the season, now down to about 550 with an on-base percentage of 660. Getting Queen out is going to be a key for the Lovell pitching as they take on the Pioneers beginning at 11 a.m. today. Meanwhile, some other games that will be going on at the district tournament has Riverton meeting Lovell beginning at 1:30. The 4:30 game has the Raiders playing Cody. Then at 7 o'clock, the Cody Cubs will meet up with Green River. Tomorrow's schedule has the Pioneers playing a doubleheader. First, they'll take on Riverton beginning at 10:30. Then at 1 o'clock, it's their meeting with Green River. The 4 o'clock game tomorrow has Riverton against Green River. And then Lovell playing Cody at 6:30. Sunday schedule is Lovell against Green River at 11, and then the Powell Pioneers will take on the Cody Cubs beginning at 1:30. As that tournament trying to pick the top four teams that will qualify for state. As I mentioned, the Pioneers are already one of those as they will be hosting the state tournament. You can tune in to all of the Pioneer games right here on KPOW. Meanwhile, going on out in the east, that tournament's going on at Lansing Field in Casper, while Torrington and the Casper Crush got first-round byes. It is a six-team tournament, so they're doing a double elimination tournament. Opening round games today, we'll have Douglas meeting up with Wheatland beginning at 4 p.m., and then the Cheyenne Hawks will face off against the Gillette Rustlers at 7. Torrington will take on the winner of the Douglas-Wheatland game tomorrow, and then the Casper Crush as the winner of the Cheyenne Hawks-Gillette Rustlers. Again, the top four teams there out of the east will head to Powell coming up on August 1st for the state baseball tournament. The Class C baseball tournament's going on right now in Casper, and yesterday saw the Lovell Mustangs remain unbeaten as they beat the Douglas Cats 11-7 in one winner's bracket game. The other winner bracket game had Casper beating Cody 7-6. Also, Torrington eliminated Jackson 6, while Evanston eliminated Wheatland 15-5. Schedule for the Mustangs will have them taking on Casper beginning at 3 o'clock in a winner's bracket game. Some loser out games will have Torrington against Cody today and then Evanston against Douglas as they wind things down coming up tomorrow for the championship game. In the Class B baseball tournament, it's winding down with the championship coming up later today. Casper Roughneck scored 3 in the bottom of the 7th to beat Cheyenne 4-3. Well, the Casper Crush handed Sheridan their first loss, 7-6. So the Roughnecks will take on the Casper Crush this morning, and then the winner will take on Sheridan in a winner-take-all beginning at 1:30. We're back with more after this.